I'm sitting here talking to Mr. William Henry Jefferson. Mr. Jefferson was born in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, January 19, 1900, and later moved to Kingsville in September of 1919.
You said you hired out on a
railroad at a brakeman September 1st, 1919.
How long did you work on the railroad?
I stayed in service since 1968.
Well, what were the railroads like?
Well, there wasn't many trains then. Passenger train only run about 25 miles an hour. Freight train 12 and a half miles an hour. And the road bed was bad then. And it was a small town, no paved streets at all. Kingsville didn't have no paved streets. Had a water wagon, water clay brig every morning with a water wagon.
It watered the street?
Yeah, watered the street, keep the dust down.
Mm-hmm.
On clay brig avenue. Bet two mules pulled the water wagon. And the Mexican was driving that water wagon. Then he's still living.
Really?
He retired out the courthouse last year. And they didn't have no city jail. Didn't have no city jail until the good government league come along. That's along in 1940 or 50.
Good government league.
Good government league come along before they ever had a city jail. All the jail houses down the county courthouse. And the sheriff run the county. He done all the arresting and the deputy. He had one little city marshal. He drove a horse and buggy. He didn't do nothing. It wasn't much to him. That was all, city government.
Well, what about the law enforcement?
That's the law enforcement. The sheriff was the biggest law enforcement. They operate the city and the county both.
How many men did they have? One? Just
oh, they had a sheriff. He had about two, three deputies all.
Did you ever come into contact with any bandits or anything?
Well, they was put at Poncho Villa, was on the raids down in Mexico then.
Mm-hmm.
And they come up down in Fuez Norris. The bandits did, Fuez Norris, and they was on the lookout then. And of course the Texas Rangers then was the biggest law enforcement agent was around here.
Mm-hmm.
You get with a Texas Ranger, he run the part of the country's in. Go to Bennett, come down there, Norris shut the ranch house up.
They did.
Held up the train, passing train, robbed all the passengers, stole all the horses.
Well, I guess if the train went 25 miles an hour, the horses almost ran that
fast. That's about it. Then the town began after the good government league come along. Then it and the county got in the argument over it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
County kicked the city prisoners out. Then the city had to fix them a jail up there itself.
Yeah. Well, what about the schools?
Well, they didn't have one school here then, up here then. Old King High. Everybody went to school and had public school down there for the colored.
Mm-hmm.
One teacher? Yeah.
Did it go, how high did the grade level?
Well, he didn't have many students in those days. And they went to seventh, eighth, ninth grade, about the highest it was.
Mm-hmm.
For colored.
The ninth grade.
And the Mexicans always did. They had a school over there, I believe it's over on Lee Street, over there close to Lee, or one of those streets.
Mm-hmm.
There's a school over there for Mexicans, but all the high school children went to Old King, Henry L. King up there in high school.
Was there much discrimination?
Well, there's lots of discrimination between Mexicans and Negroes. You know.
Really? And a lot of people don't know anything about that.
Yes, they do. A lot of discrimination against Mexican Negroes.
What brought that on?
Well, it's like it, but Mexican could go to school, but discrimination was bad against him. Just like it was. Well, when the book, not discrimination against the Negroes going to school, well, that surprised all the Negroes. That moved them all out 1 year all the time. Got along good. Never had nothing. Wasn't expecting it.
What about the bank here in Kingsville? Did it, when did it get
started? They had two, they had bank, had a First State Bank and a Claybrook Bank. Mm-hmm. They had two banks. Well, they had two banks there, and then there was a, I can't think of the first name, was head of it. It was two brothers operating it then. They was awful nice to colored people. They, you could borrow money from Claybrook Bank. Mm-hmm. Colored people. If you had a job, that's all they wanted to know. If you had a job, you could get money out of either one of the banks. Old man Andrews run the State Bank. Oh, I can't think of the name. Two brothers run the Claybrook Bank alone.
What about any other methods of travel?
Hmm?
What about the other methods of travel besides train?
Well, after a way long number of years, they put a bus on, you know. There wasn't no highway through the ranch, like go through Raymondville. You had to go through around by Edinburgh, around that way. There wasn't no bus route then. But after they got no highway through the ranch, then they put a bus on from the valley.
How many people did it use to carry?
Well, bus, they carry.
Large bus?
No, it's kind of a small bus. Maybe carry about 35 passengers, something like that.
Now, the last time I talked to you, you mentioned an incident in Alvin. I thought that
yeah. Up at Alvin, Texas. What, they didn't line on it, rolls that out. Conductor had to pull the shade down on the passenger train. Keep from chunking rocks in there. Yeah. Yeah, conductor, he come through there and pull the shade down, keep the shade down.
People know what was going on?
Huh? Yeah, people know. Okay.
And after you get out of town, you
raise the shade up.
Oh, that was funny. And what about the farming and crops around in this area?
Well, it didn't raise nothing but cotton.
Nothing but cotton?
Cotton. And raised some corn in some place, but mostly cotton. Bishop was a big place then. Bishop was larger than Kingsville.
Bishop was.
Kingsville, that's a railroad town. Bishop had a lot of gin, lots of farming going around Bishop.
I wonder how Kingsville developed so rapidly instead of...
Well, that's like you said, the railroad town and building this college out there. Mm-hmm. At this college and this air base out there, that started to grow.
What were the stores like? What could you get in stores?
Well, the stores, they was all good. They ain't say anything about the stores. Harold Drugs stores the same, operate just about the same as did.
Harold Drugs?
Yeah, Harold Drugs. Of course, it's small places. Same place, but it wasn't as large inside it was now. It looked like to me they spread it out the way down here. They made a many changes in the last 40 years, isn't it?
What about communication?
Huh?
What about communications like telephones?
Well, Western Union about the biggest, you know, communication in the world. Western Union, but more popular. This Bell telephone never, it is raised up, you know, as it, yes, many people didn't have Bell telephone like that. That's a few people.
Did they cost very much?
Huh?
Did they cost very
no,
much?
No, it didn't cost very much, but it just didn't operate. People didn't want to, didn't spend their money for necessary expenses. But it's like you say, they eventually put the Western Union out of business, though.
Yeah. What about the climate, the weather?
Huh? Well, I tell you, the climate, now this was a dry climate. Now, they once they rained down here, and I was just started waking out in New York. Yes, if it rain on first day of September, it's gonna rain all every day. So sure enough, every evening I go to work at 4 o'clock, I get wet. So last day of September, I went down, there was a juice store down there, Eccles Juice Store. I bought me a fish brand, went in the store, was just pouring down rain. Went in there. Last day, on a payday, I bought me old fish brand raincoat, no more long one. Come out and stop. Every last day of September. Never rained a drop in Kingwood in July next year. Cracks in the ground so big, the horses and cows falling in and breaking their legs.
Really? Mm-hmm. Was this a drought?
Just a drought. And boy, there's just dry country on there, but it seems like this last, of course we had wet years, some 8 or 10 years apart, like you say, like it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
We had to wet years before.
But any hurricanes?
Well, like you said, September is most of the month we look for hurricanes. After you get by September, it was all over.
Were you in this area when the hurricane hit Corpus? What was that, 1919?
Well, I just came here in 1919 when that hit. But after any hurricane hit after 1919, I was here in Kingston.
Destroyed. Did it destroy a whole lot?
Yes, it did. Blew Corpus Christi clean on out. You know where that Cal Allen is? Blew them people's houses clean on out up there against the railroad bank. People were hauling lumber up there for the next 12, 15 years.
Hmm.
Just hauling lumber, just free lumber.
Seems like Kingsville's been pretty lucky, you know.
Yes, right.
That's what always puzzled me, you know.
It's been pretty lucky.
Now, what about the prohibition? Is it prohibition smuggling or was there
anything? Well, smuggling was a big business then. Of course, he couldn't do it. Old sheriff and deputy made lots of money out of it, too, you know.
Indeed.
But they didn't send nobody to penitentiary, though. They'd get all the money they could out of them and turn you loose and put you in business again. But the old Texas Rangers, though, they're bad out. They run you down, take all your whiskey, and put you in jail. Kind of get you and get a hold to you. They get all the money they can out of you, all you can raise, turn you loose. There's some old lawyers here, you know, say, I'm gonna go to pen in your place. I mean, they turn you loose. Yeah, lawyer said, I'm going in this place. If you send them to penitentiary, I'm going in this place. They turn you loose.
Well, the law's pretty just for blacks also?
Huh?
The laws, were they just for blacks also? Was there any discrimination in the
No, they're good to black, it's like I said. They take his whiskey and all the money he could rake up, turn them loose so he can go in business again.
What kind of work did most of the blacks do when they, you know?
Railroad work.
Railroad work.
That's one of what for. Like ranch work, stuff like that. With very few Negroes, you know. Maybe you catch around Beeville, and some places around them old ranch hand, but around Sinton, they worked a lot of colors, and welders worked a lot of colors out there on the ranch, but in some places up at Beeville, they worked a lot of color. But down this way, they work all Mexican wetbacks.
Well, did Kingsville develop, like, on the west side of the tracks, you know, most of the blacks that developed, you know? Did they just have a charter, something like this, saying that blacks moved
on? No, Mexicans and Negroes, when they were all 1919, was all up there together, but by Nolan's restaurant, you know,
mm-hmm.
The Bud Ice House, was all up there together. So they finally open up this place down here, and they go all side to come down here and bought one little street down there. One little street up there as Fort Ice.
Fort Ice.
Yeah. They go all borderline Fort Ice, and a few little houses on scattered on the next street. And Methodist Church down here was in the woods, the schoolhouse was in the woods. Bush was growing up around here. But the biggest tree was up there. It wasn't one block, two blocks at all.
Yeah, a lot of blacks living here?
Yeah, well, then as they say, then the railroad got to growing, and they employ more colored people.
What about the doctors and some? A lot of doctors here. What about?
No, they didn't have well, one or two doctors. Wasn't enough for doctors to do. People didn't use doctors.
They had home remedies for illness.
People use home remedies.
You know any type of home remedies
to
use?
Well, just like you say, if you had the flu, they push whiskey in there. Everything you drink for flu.
There's a lot of them like that. Huh?
Yeah, and that whiskey cure that flu too. That indeed. And you go to a doctor up here in the Prohibition days, he'd give you an order of drugstore for some whiskey.
They sold it in the drugstore, that was the only way you could get it?
Yes, the only way you could get it. The drugstore lets you have a pint, the doctor order a pint of whiskey for you.
What about any superstition? Were people superstitious at all?
No, like you say, everybody brings his own home, really, it was good. Now you got to go to the doctor's office. Now I don't care what doctor clinic you go to in Kingwood. You got to wait that 2-3 hours.
For you to get 2 hours. They almost wait that long now.
Huh?
They almost wait that long now.
Yeah, right there now. You got to wait. But back and way back in those days, there wasn't one or two doctors here. And he was up on Clayboy Bank. You got to walk upstairs. He was a sick person. You got to walk upstairs to his office. You walk up there, you go in and see the doctor anytime you're in the office. I worked out there at Clayburg. I worked out there at County Hospital a while, you know, got business dull on the railroad. And I was a janitor out there at the hospital. And over there where the nursing home is over there, right north of there, they had a little lot over there, a car lot. Had 2 cows to milk. That was my job, milk the cows, milk the grass. Had one janitor, one Mexican girl, help clean up. One lady, she was superintendent of nurse in the daytime. One nurse at night, that's all they had. That was 2 doctors here in Kingwood, that's all they had, wasn't there no place.
About what was the population of Kingwood? About 1,000?
What? I don't know, it was about 1,000. And the biggest population city was right around the hospital, like the hospital north.
Mm-hmm. Now, you worked on the railroad for a number of years. What was the train schedule?
Well, got it to going down the valley, you know. Developing that fruit, they did lots of business hauling that fruit business, especially during the war, World War II. A whole lot of fruit. You know, the railroad done big business spread out. And that passing train at night, passing train in the day.
Where would it run from? The train passing
in Brownsville to Houston.
In Brownsville to Houston.
That's where the crew run. But of course, they had trains scheduled out there from New Orleans. And one go out there from St. Louis. And they had Sandy Fee working out of there. And Rock Island work out there. Rock Island done lots of business. They go to Denver. They done lots of business at Rock Island there.
Where were you born?
Hazelhurst, Mississippi.
Hazelhurst, Mississippi. What part of Mississippi is that?
That's about 35 miles south of Jackson.
35 miles south of Jackson. We usually come up through that way.
Mm-hmm.
We usually come up through that way when we go.
go to that once a year anyhow. Mm-hmm.
Did you, how much schooling did you get?
Hmm?
How much schooling did you get?
Where?
How much schooling?
Schooling? Oh, I went to ninth grade out there at Hayes Rice, Mississippi. Country school.
Hmm.
That's about high as they go.
How did y'all get to school?
I had to walk 2 miles to school.
Walk 2 miles?
So it'd be a road full of us. Mm-hmm. 2 miles to school, we'd be fighting, going on.
Fight.
Yeah.
Made the time pass by quick.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, what was it like living down here during the war years?
War years?
Yeah.
Well, that's like you say, everybody was busy. Everybody got along all right. Everybody was busy.
Were there any floods or anything?
Huh?
Were there any floods?
Yeah, well, you take along the river, Carteret River, and one on this end, the Brazos River. Them was two about the baddest rivers there was. The little Santone River up there, he didn't mount it very much. This New Aces River down here, good hard rain to make it flood out. It didn't have, you know, a road bed cross that was bad. Mules pulling, teams wrecked by mules pulling across there. Always a bad cross that blew up. That's about the only flooding we have most of the time. Bad.
You know, when people lay the tracks for the railroad,
mm-hmm.
How much trouble was it? You know, what did they use to lay the tracks?
Well, it's like you said, way back in the day, they mostly used it hand. But now, like, they've got all kinds of machinery now to lay the rail, pick up the rail. But you used to do it with hand.
Pretty heavy, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty heavy. Took a bunch of men to get over to the rail, toss it by the light, toss it around like anything else.
I guess when they moved it to Brownsville, I guess business really started to boom.
Yeah, yeah. They went down to Brownsville. I talked with old timers breaking them, and they went down to Brownsville in 1904, I believe,
mm-hmm.
from Robstown. They connected up from Robstown to Brownsville.
Yeah.
And that railroad from Loretta to Corpus Christi, that's the oldest railroad was through this country. At Tex-Mex. But they connect that railroad from Brownsville to Corpus Christi. Then they laid it all the way, connected up all the way to Houston.
That was during the time that they were building it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
When did they move the high school? You know, when they moved this high school right here at Douglas?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess Douglas went all the way to the high school level, what, the 12th grade?
Yeah, they went all the way. When they left here, they went all the way.
When did they integrate?
They integrated, was it 64 when it passed it, Lord?
Well, it was 64.
No, when the Supreme Court handed down that decision.
I guess it was in the 60s.
50-something or something, I forget now, when the Supreme Court handed down the decision. That's when they
So as they integrated here kind of early, I guess that's why, you know, people get along a little bit better here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Along without any trouble, though. Well, I tell you what started off this integration was this little league in plain little fellas playing baseball. That started it all. Mexican, Negro, and King Ranch had a ballpark out there on the King Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And they go out there and they got along so well after then. And immigrate to school.
Did you ever know any of the people from the King family?
Well,
did you ever know any of the people from the King family?
No, no, I never knew. It's like I say, I know them when they're young. Hmm. Like old Robert Claybrook, when he was a young boy coming up. It's like I said, he's an old man, you know, see, fat old man. You know.
They were pretty pretty rough. I heard stories that, you know, people would sometimes go hunting out there, you know, and sneak on land and never would get heard from again, you know.
Well, them old fence riders. Of course, they've done away with them fence riders. Them fence riders, you know. You go out there, lots of people either kill the fence rider or fence rider kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fence rider didn't take no chance. He catch you in there. Like you say, if you're Negro, he put you out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're white, probably he ain't got you no chance. Boy, he got no white people no chance. That's what he was a fence rider. But a lot of Negroes go out there back at King, at the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Going to King Ranch, that was an old road. Across that highway, it's an old iron bridge down there. Of course, you ever been out there? Across that old iron bridge, that's the road goes to San Antonio.
Really?
Uh-huh. And you used to come across right by this house, right there, and go to town, Kingsville. If you want to go to Kingsville, you come up that old Drake Road, you come by the cemetery and come across and go to Kingsville.
Why did they usually let the Negroes go?
Well, old Mexican, you know how he is. Old partner, he could feed corn and partner, he let you go. Sometimes you take your gun if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't got an old gun, you don't want it, he let you go.
So he did away with fence riders and things.
Huh?
Yes, they were pretty rough.
Yeah, old fence riders were pretty rough. It happened. People coming down in Ringville. The Blancos, whatever they call it is, they come in down that Greenville, they ain't found the white folks yet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They determined to hunt on King Ranch down that, coming down that noise from Greenville, two mm-hmm. brothers of them. They formed a bunch and searched, spread the people out by the thousands, searched that ranch foot by foot. They ain't found them brothers yet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they kill me. They catch you in there, they kill you. Hmm. We used to go out here, just like say old man Caesar Claybrook. He was an old man. He was one of the oldest Claybrook brothers. Older than Robert Richard Claybrook. We used to, he used to stay around the bank all the time. I used to go out there hunting. What you doing in here, partner? I said, Mr. Caesar said, come in here. He said, go on, go on. They tell him Caesar. I ain't seen Caesar, but I tell him Caesar told me to come in. Old Mexican let me go.
Boy.
We used to go across there. It used to be a little scout hole, a good fishing hole. Crabs and fish right down below, right by the cemetery. You go up and hit the road and go up there. At the Iron Bridge was another good fishing place. You walk up to the ranch, eat. Any time of day or night you go there, they got something to eat, that barbecue and meat. You go there and eat all you can eat. Either we'll stay here in the morning, and that fella come for mail, he'd drive two little horses, come for mail in a little wagon. We ride out there on the mail wagon, and eat, then come on the way back home. Boy, you kill anything, deer, rabbits.
They all plentiful.
Deer's plentiful. All you had to do is go out there back to the cemetery right there and kill all the deer and all.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
What about that Humble has a big out there, you know?
He got on the machine, but it was...